This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again inside the Freeman High School here at Adams, Nebraska for the second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader. Up next, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds and the Freeman Falcons here in the boys' semifinal round of the ECNC tournament. If you weren't tuned in and the game completed a few moments ago, we had it here on Sunny. The Auburn Bulldogs, a dominating performance tonight over the Meade Raiders. 73-29 was the final. Auburn with the big win over the Raiders. Auburn with 14 three-pointers unofficially in that win over Meade. Up next, Johnson County Central and the Freeman Falcons. This will be a rematch of a game that was played back on December 23rd. I was here for that one just before Christmas. Freeman got a 10-point win that night over JCC. The final was 52-42. That was on the 23rd of December, and the game was played right here at Freeman. I happened to broadcast that one. Johnson County since has acquired a record of 12 wins and 5 losses. They reached this semifinal game by virtue of a win over Elmwood Murdoch in the first round of the tournament. 53-34 was the final. Johnson County with that win. The Freeman Falcons are 15-2 on the season. They have lost to Auburn and lost to Tri-County. That's their only two losses on the season at 15-2. They reached this semifinal game with an impressive win over Weeping Water. 85-16 was the final in that first round, 1-8 of this ECNC tournament. So, what was a 10-point win for Freeman back on December 23rd, now a rematch between the Freeman Falcons and Johnson County Central. Special welcome to all of our listeners and friends of the Johnson County area tuned in tonight. Think of a friend you know that might enjoy listening to our broadcast of Thunderbird Basketball. Give them a call. I'm an old Johnson County boy myself, graduate of Elk Creek High School, so let's let the folks know they can listen to Thunderbird Basketball tonight on Sunny 101.3. They can listen online at mscsports.net, or they can download our new app onto their telephone. Is MSC Radio. Download the MSC Radio app from your favorite app store, and then you're just a couple of clicks away from being able to enjoy high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. A few other scores. Earlier this afternoon in the Pioneer Conference Tournament, the Sacred Heart girls defeated Exeter Milligan Friend in a game played at Johnson Brock. 54-50 was the final in that one. Those games being heard over on our sister station, KTNC. Also, John Nixon updated me in the game going on right now. The Johnson Brock girls leading Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic 39-20 after three quarters. That's in girls semifinal action of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Coming up next over on KTNC will be a rematch of the big ball game from last week. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Johnson Brock Eagles, if you're not aware, bit of an upset there as Sacred Heart defeated Johnson Brock last week at Fall City. It was a tight one, but Sacred Heart got the win, and now Johnson Brock getting the rematch with them in the semifinals of the Pioneer Tournament. That game's scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off. They're running a little bit behind there at Johnson. You can hear that on KTNC. John Nixon has the call. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your home building partner. Building more than projects, building community. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, as we said, 15-2 on the year. They're coached by head coach Jim McLaughlin. They'll go with Easton Buss. Buss, a 6-foot senior, 17 points per ball game. Owen Buss. Buss, 5'10 and a senior, 6.5 points per game. Jaden Weese. Weese, a sophomore at 6'3, 3 points per game. Hayden Jansen. Jansen's a 6'1 junior, 12 points per contest. And Keegan White, the big man inside, 6'7 and a senior. He's averaging 14.1 points per ball game. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, coached by Coach Kirk Ferris, he'll go with Wes Swanson. Swanson, a 6'2 senior, averaging just under 20 points per game. Jack Waring, 6'1 and a senior, 8.5 points per contest. Wyatt Case. Case is a 6'7 senior, 3.5 points per ball game. He's been playing very well lately for the Thunderbirds. Reagan Tease, 5'9" and a junior, averaging 5 points per game. And A.J. Rottenbach rounds out the starting five. He's a 6'2" junior, 4.5 points per contest for Coach Kirk Ferris and the Thunderbirds. Right now, we'll step aside for a 60-second timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute with the opening tip-off on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed, results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson County Central fans listening in tonight, we want to remind you that we'll have Johnson County Central basketball for you again tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. The JCC girls will be playing in the semifinals, and they'll be squaring off, I believe, with Freeman, that is, in a game played at Elmwood and Murdoch. So we'll be at Elmwood Murdoch. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, I'll be stretching the old Sunny 101.3 microphone cords all the way out to Meade, Nebraska, for the championship and third-place consolation games of the ECNC tournament. Again, we can't tell you who's playing in which games yet, but I can tell you we will be there. And if any of our area teams are playing, which we already know Auburn's going to be in the boys' championship, but depending on who's playing when, we'll have either third-place consolation games or championship games right here on Sunny 101.3. That's coming up this Saturday, live from Meade. All right, we're about ready to get underway here. Stepping into the center circle for the Thunderbirds will be 6'7" Wyatt Case, the senior. Case will be in there to jump it up. He'll go against Keegan White. White also at 6'7". Case is a big boy, but I'm telling you, Keegan White, he's got to go, I'm going to say, in the area 270, 280, somewhere there. Big man, 6'7". Our official, Kevin Mowry, steps into the center circle, and here's the tip. It'll be controlled by the Freeman Falcons with the basketball. At the forecourt, on the left wing, handling the ball is Easton Buss. Buss comes back to Owen Buss. Ball is tipped. He has to chase it down in backcourt. Around the horn to the right side it goes. Left elbow, Easton Buss, long three up and good. Easton Buss with the first basket of the ball game, and the Falcons jump out to an early 3-0 lead on the trail. Easton Buss. Here comes Johnson County Central with the basketball into forecourt. Wes Swanson takes it in for a little floater off the glass, up and good. They gave Swanson a seam down the lane. He drove the bucket and got the lay-in. It's 3-2, Freeman on top. Opening seconds here at Adams. With the basketball is Owen Buss to the left elbow. Cam Rehaw got the start here. That's a change from what we were given. Rehaw, 5'11", junior, with the basketball. Around the horn to the top of the key, Hayden Jansen, right wing. There's Easton Buss for three again, up and good. Easton Buss with back-to-back three-pointers, and it's 6-2 now with the Freeman Falcons out to the early lead. We've played a minute. Swanson kicks it back to the top of the key. Here's a whistle and a foul on the near side. Let's see who they nailed for that one. Foul is going to be called on Hayden Jansen. On Jansen, his first personal, team foul number one on the Falcons. All right, Johnson County Central basketball. Inbound the pass, Regan Tease with the ball. Tease to the right side. Comes across court to Jack Waring. Waring can't get to the basket. Has to go back to Wes Swanson. Swanson works to the left elbow. Down to the low post, right side. It comes to Waring once again. Waring gets a pick set by Case. Top of the key with the basketball inside goes Reagan Tease. Shot clock at 10. Tease in the corner. Deep baseline right side. He's trapped down there, needs help. Gets rid of the ball up to Case. 5 on the shot clock. Jack Waring to the left elbow. Long 3 at the shot clock. Got it! Jack Learning was somewhat of a desperation three shot that he put up over there because time was running out on the shot clock for him, and he got it to drop. 6:05 to go here now in the first quarter. 6-5. The lead is one for the Freeman Falcons. Now Freeman sets the attack offensively underneath his White. Keegan White's shot is up short, off no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. Getting the rebound, A.J. Rottenbach. Down court, the pass comes to Jack Waring. Waring looks to Reagan Tease on the give and go. Tease at the top of the key, across court pass to the left side. Handling the ball across court is Rottenbach at the free throw line. Gives it up to Waring. Tight man-to-man defense here by the Freeman Falcons. They feed it underneath. Rottenbach goes up with a shot and got it. A.J. got underneath the basket, laid it in, and the T-Birds go on top 7-6 here. That's the first lead for JCC of the ballgame, 5:21 to play here in the first quarter. Reha with the basketball left elbow to the top of the circle. Easton Buss around to Owen Buss on the right side for three. Up and good for Owen Buss. Owen Buss with a three. Easton Buss has a pair of threes. And they have accounted for all nine of Freeman's points. 9-7. Falcons on top. Waring goes up top with it. Here's a long three that's off the rim. Rebound Rottenbach, whistle and a foul under the basket. Foul's going to be called on the Thunderbirds. Check that one on A.J. Rottenbach. His first personal, team foul number one on the Thunderbirds. 4 minutes, 56 seconds to go in the first quarter here at Adams Freeman High School. Boys semifinal action of the ECNC tournament. 9-7, Falcons on top. Falcons have the basketball. Buss with the basketball. They go inside with it to Keegan White. White feeds it into Owen Buss. Shot is up, won't go. Rebound comes down and brought down by Wyatt Case. Case clears the basketball down court with it, gets it to the left side to Jack Waring. Waring works to the right side of the free throw circle, picks up the dribble, finds Wyatt Case in the corner, low post right side. Case with the pass back to the top of the key, finds Wes Swanson with the ball. Swanson works inside the paint, free throw line, whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Falcons. Pretty sure this one is going to go on Hayden Jensen. We'll see when they post it here on Jensen. That will be his second personal. Team foul number two. 9-7. Freeman up by two here with 4:21 to go in the first quarter. JCC with the basketball under their own basket. Inbound the pass to Swanson. To Tease. Tease in traffic. Bounce pass to Rottenbach in the corner right side. Wyatt Case goes around Keegan White. Driving lay-in up and good. Wyatt Case just got around Keegan White and Case took it to the hole for the lay-in. That's Wyatt Case's first 2 points. And we're tied up at 9 apiece with the 4 minute mark here of the first quarter. Freeman basketball in traffic under the basket. Barrett Ideas. Ideas can't get a look at it. He's a 6'7 sophomore. There's a little floater off the right side. Great job by Rottenbach to go up and take that one away from Keegan White. Down court, pushing the ball down is Wes Swanson. Swanson to the left side, Tease. Tease in the paint. Open look, pass it up. Back to Rottenbach, deep in the corner, baseline left side. Reagan Tease on the dribble, brings it around to the top of the circle. Lost his dribble. Has to go to Rottenbach again out on that left wing. Shot clock at 13. Swanson gets the ball back from Rottenbach. That's a pick. Driving layup. Swanson had the shot blocked away out of bounds. 8 seconds on the shot clock. It'll be Johnson County's basketball under their own basket. Tease will leave the ball game. Lubin checks in now. Trey Lubin into the lineup for Johnson County Central. Swanson to inbound it, or check that. That's Waring to inbound it under the basket. Lobs it up top. And now a long three is on the way up off the back of the iron for Wyatt Case. Doesn't go. The rebound pulled down by Easton Buss. Easton Buss into forecourt. Quickly in the corner right side. Reha with the ball back to Easton Buss for three. In and out. No good. The ball is tipped around on the baseline. Now Owen Buss for three. That one is off. Ball tipped around again. Chasing it, saving it from going out of bounds. Great job over there with Wes Swanson. Inbounds it. Gets it back to Jack Waring. Waring across the timeline. Waring to the left side. Finds Swanson with it. Down to the corner. This is Lubin handling the basketball. Now Swanson for three. Got it. Wes Swanson nailed the three from outside the three-point arc. It's 12-9. Thunderbirds with a three-point lead. 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter here at Adams. Owen Buss across, finds Easton Buss across court pass. Long three from the corner. Right side up and good. Cam Reha. He hits the three. That's a fourth three-pointer. All 12 points for Freeman have come from three-point range thus far in the ballgame. Now Lubin with the basketball finds Rottenbach at the top of the key. It's a pick set up here by Case. Picked up the dribble, has to come to Jack Waring with the bounce pass. Waring dribbles around the pick, goes inside the paint. Floater by Waring up, in and out, no good. And the rebound is pulled out under there by Jaden Weiss. He'll bring the ball up court himself. The 6'3 sophomore picks up the dribble, goes around to Easton Bus, baseline left side. Three from the corner, up and good. Barrett Ideas. Boy, I tell you, Auburn was raining threes in the first game here tonight, and these two teams are picking right up where the Bulldogs left off. The three-pointers are dropping tonight in Adams. It's 15-12. Now we got a whistle and a foul. I think this is going to go on the Falcons. We'll see when they post it here who that one goes on. It's going to be on Owen Buss. On Buss, his first personal team foul, number three of the quarter here on the Falcons. Timeout taken on the floor with 1:38 to go in the first quarter. 15-12, Freeman leading the Thunderbirds. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to a live presentation of high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you're riding the little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we've got a final for you now in the Pioneer Conference Girls Semifinal. Heard tonight over on KTNC. Johnson Brock with the win over Lord Central Catholic, 42-39 the final. Johnson Brock moves on to the finals of the Pioneer Conference Girls Bracket over at Johnson Brock. John Nixon had the call for you on that one over on our sister station, KTNC. Going to confirm that. 42-29, I'm sorry, not 39. 42-29 was the win for Johnson Brock. All right, back to live action here, 15-12. Freeman up by 3, a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. JCC with the basketball. Jack Waring working hard on the dribble to the right side. Goes up top to Lubin with the pass. Now into the corner, baseline right side, handling it, Rottenbach. Moves into traffic, calls down a whistle, and we're going to have traveling called. Gabe Burnett was in the lineup, and Burnett lost his balance, fell over backwards. He'll be called for traveling on the senior. Burnett with a turnover. 1:22 to go in the first quarter. Freeman up by 3. Falcons with the basketball on the dribble into forecourt. Comes Owen Buss with the basketball. To the right elbow. On the right side, Jaden Weiss back up to Owen Buss. Bounce pass. Inside, heavy traffic. Easton Buss in the corner, guarded by Trey Lubin very closely. Now they feed it underneath to Hudson Picard. To the right side, he can't get a look at it. A cross-court pass, Owen Buss. Owen Buss for 3. In and out of there, tipped around. Rebound brought down by Lubin. Lubin, outlet pass to Jack Waring. 51 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 15-12, Freeman with the three-point lead. Waring picks up the dribble. Comes to Burnett. He lost the ball out of bounds. Went off of Burnett's fingertips, out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers for Johnson County Central on two trips down the floor. Falcons up by 3, 15-12 with 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. Owen Buss to the right elbow with the pass. Goes across court with it. Weiss with the ball. He holds it for a moment. Now feeds it up top here to Picard. Hudson inside the paint. They go underneath with it. Oh, nice pass. Fed it into Keegan White. Keegan White with his first 2 points of the ball game. And now Freeman with a five-point lead, 17-12 over Johnson County Central. 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Johnson County Central with a chance to play it down for the final shot. On the dribble is Swanson with the basketball. Wes Swanson goes around the defender. Spin move in the paint. Fall away 12-footer up and good. Nice shot by Wes Swanson. There's a buzzer. And after one quarter, the Freeman Falcons lead the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 17-14. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Freeman High School. Kurt Gilman, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball, the ECNC Conference Tournament. Johnson County Central will have the first possession of the second quarter, and we move back to live action. T-Birds basketball. Swanson goes inside to Jack Waring. Waring. Around the top of the key, Owen Buss picks him up defensively in the man-to-man defense. Inside they go to Wyatt Case in the paint. Backing in on Keegan White. Case kicks it back up to Swanson. Free throw line Swanson. Left side goes to Waring. Waring backs into the paint. Has the ball stripped away and stolen. Nice job by Jaden Weiss on the defense. Owen Buss down court with the basketball to Weiss in the corner. Into Keegan White. Case is there with him. Lob pass, top of the key. Easton Buss saves it going across the midcourt line. Flips it back to Owen Buss. Now Easton Buss on the dribble. 19 on the shot clock. Owen Buss to the top of the key. Rhea tries a three, can't get it. Try for putback, whistle and a foul. This is probably going to go on Wyatt Case. See till they put it up here. The foul is on Case. That's his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Jaden Weiss, a 6'3 sophomore, shooting two shots. He has not scored yet tonight. First one is up and off, no good. He's a 40% free throw shooter on the season. Averages 3 points per ball game. He'll have a second attempt coming here. 7:15 to go in the first half. 17-14 if you're just checking in here. Second shot is up and good, and that puts Freeman's lead up to four now at 18-14 in the opening minute of this second quarter. Down court comes Reagan Tease, working hard, working one-on-one. They're working against Kim Reha. Gives it up top to Swanson. Fall-away shot, Swanson in the paint. No. Great job there by Wyatt Case to take one away from Keegan White. Case tips the ball out to Rottenbach. Rottenbach across court. Underneath, driving lay-in under the basket. Fall-away shot off the glass, up and good. Oh, sweet move on the baseline there by Johnson County Central's Wes Swanson. Swanson's got 9 points in the ballgame. It's 18-16. The lead is trimmed back to two once again for the Freeman Falcons. Handling the ball is Weiss on the left side. There's a three from the corner. Up and good. Reha with his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 6 points. And the lead is back to five at 21-16. 6:24 to go here in the first half, second quarter. All the way to the corner goes Jack Waring. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Somehow got the shot off, got it up, and got it to drop. Jack Waring was trapped in there by no less than three defenders. He went up through the tree branches, dropped it off the glass, and got it down. And that pulled Johnson County back to within three at 21-18. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Top of the circle, Easton Buss. Picked up the dribble, thought about the shot. Now coming out to get him is Waring. Jack Waring wouldn't give it. Driving lay-in up, and the rebound to Wyatt Case. Case partially blocked that layup by Owen Buss and then got the defensive rebound. Wyatt Case playing well inside the last couple of possessions here for Johnson County Central. Now here comes Wes Swanson all the way around the rim to the left elbow in traffic. Open look, Jack Waring right side. Can't get free. They came out and picked him up defensively. He has to hand the ball back up to Wyatt Case. Case goes to Swanson with it. Trying to back in traffic is Tease. Reagan Tease is trapped in the corner. Shot clock at five. Here's Wyatt Case driving layup, but he'll be fouled. Couldn't get it to drop, and he got hammered. Well, Wyatt Case is so big, when he comes down the lane, he's probably either going to score on you, or you're going to have to do what Keegan White did there, and that is get a good foul on him. White called for the personal, At the free throw line, Wyatt Case. He's a 26% free throw shooter on the season, shooting two. First one hits the back of the iron and bounces out. He'll get another attempt here. Back into the lineup now for the Falcons. Let's see who's checking in. Hayden Jansen back onto the floor. Jansen averaging 12 points a game. Here's Wyatt Case's second free throw. It's on the way. This one is off. Doesn't go, and Keegan White has the rebound. White comes down with the board and gets it off to Easton Buss. They'll come down court with a three-point lead, 21-18 at the five-minute mark to go here in the third quarter in Adams. Owen Buss to the corner right side. Looks across court to the near. Wanted to come to Weiss with it. Instead, feeds down deep baseline right side. A three is up and off, no good. Keegan White with the rebound. And the ball stripped away underneath the basket, stolen away. Again, coming down with it was Wyatt Case. He took it away from the big man, Keegan White. Case got the steal from the other direction. Here's Reagan Tease for three. In and out, no good. Owen Buss rebounding. Owen Buss comes down with the basketball for the Freeman Falcons, playing at home here in the ECNC boys semifinal action of the tournament. Lob pass didn't work. They tried the alley-oop. They wanted to hang it up there for Hayden Jansen. Jansen mistimed his jump, and the ball went over his head. He was coming down for a landing as the ball arrived and went out of bounds. 21-18, Freeman by three. On the attack come the Thunderbirds with the dribble. Wes Swanson, little give and go at the top of the key. Reagan Tees with the basketball. Tees around the horn left side. Jack Waring, skip pass, comes across underneath, going up with a Case. In and out of there! Tipped away, and the rebound comes down to Keegan White. Oh, Wyatt Case had a bunny. Just couldn't finish. To his credit, though, he had Keegan White hanging on him, all 270 pounds there. 21-18, the lead is still three for the Freeman Falcons. They have the basketball in the corner. With the dribble on the top of the key is Owen Buss to Easton Buss left wing. Around the horn, right elbow, Hayden Jansen. Now this is Owen Buss once again. He and Easton Buss play catch with it. Top of the key. Easton Buss goes around the defender in the paint. Bounce pass left side. Nice feed. Put it into the hands of Hayden Jansen. And Jansen gets his first 2 points on a lay-in. The lead is five now for Freeman. 23-18 with 3:24 to go here in the first half at Adams. Reagan Tees on the dribble. Comes around to Rottenbach in the corner. Right side, Wes Swanson. Across court, open look. Tees for three. It's short. Swanson with the rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Wes Swanson gets the put back. We've got him in double figures now with 11 points for Johnson County Central. 23-20, Falcons on top. Timeout taken on the floor with 2:59 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
2 minutes, 59 seconds to go here in the second quarter. At Adams, 23-20, the Freeman Falcons with a three-point lead on the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. This game in the boys' semifinal action of the 2026 ECNC Conference Tournament. Freeman with the basketball back to live action. Keegan White under the basket on the right side, handling it. Inside the paint, here's a little shot in the lane, up and good, put in by Hayden Jansen. Jansen's second bucket of the night. He's got four now. Hudson Ficar is in the lineup now. They're in place of Keegan White. White taking a breather. Hudson is in the ballgame. A cross-court pass comes to Jack Waring. Waring's at the free throw line. Can't get an open look. Has to pass up to Trey Lubin on the right elbow. Looking to the low post right side. Wanting to get it down underneath the basket. Can't get there. A cross-court pass comes to Swanson. He's double-teamed in the corner. Shot clock at eight. Swanson. A cross-court pass tipped away, goes out of bounds. The shot clock's got 4 seconds left on it. Easton Buss tipped that pass out of bounds. So Johnson County will play it in on the baseline under their own basket right side. Triggering it in is Jack Waring with just 4 seconds on the shot clock for the Thunderbirds to get a shot off. Lining up down here in the corner is Gabe Burnett. Burnett, they set a pick. They're going to lob it up top to the left side. Swanson pulls away for the three off the rim. No, that was kind of a desperation deal way out there. Owen Buss has the rebound. He's got the ball down court into the corner. Quickly down court come the Falcons. From the left elbow, Weiss, the shot is up. A three that doesn't go. It's tipped around, and the rebound comes down to Jack Waring. Waring will push it down court. He's in a hurry with the basketball. Takes it to the right side of the free throw circle. Top of the key, Trey Lubin for three. Got it. Trey Lubin, the sophomore, 6'4", with his first bucket of the night as he hits a three-pointer from just outside the top of the circle. That pulls JCC back to within two. 25-23, Freeman maintaining the lead here, but only up by two at this point. Picard to the corner left side. Weiss. Weiss back to the top of the circle. They pass it around the outside perimeter. Owen Buss for three. Got it. Owen Buss hits the three. He was deep left side in the corner. Just like that, the lead is back to five once again for the Freeman Falcons. A minute 12 to go. Here's Reagan Tease with a two from just inside the three-point arc. That's Reagan's first 2 points of the night. Makes the lead back to three, 28-25 with 1 minute to play here in the first half. Underneath Picard walking with the basketball. Wait a minute. Thought maybe we had a travel, but they're going to call a foul on the Thunderbirds. And the official has his back turned toward me, so we'll wait till they post it. Foul's on Trey Lubin. On Lubin, his first team foul number two. Here's Keegan White back into the lineup now with 56 seconds to go in the first half. Freeman up by three, 28-25. They'll have the ball under their own basket. They inbound it to Easton Buss. He'll launch a three that's off the glass. And a whistle and a foul coming over the back, fighting for that one. The foul is going to be called on Jaden Weiss, his first. And that's team foul number two, I believe. I'll check that, team foul number three. Anyway, 52 seconds to go here. Inbounding the pass. Going to be Falcons basketball. That foul was actually on Rottenbach. Here's a three from the corner, up and good. Easton Buss with his third three-pointer. Rottenbach had that call for that foul. It went the other way against the Thunderbirds. All right, 41 seconds to go here in the first half. Lubin, a cross-court pass, comes to the near side to Rottenbach. Rottenbach feeds over left side, Waring, into the corner. Lubin, Rottenbach, low post, left side of the basket. 15 on the shot clock. The lead is 6 right now for Freeman. In trouble is Swanson. Has to come up top with it. Open look, Rottenbach. Oh, missed it all. Ball goes out of bounds. 16 seconds to go. Coaching staff for JCC is up making some noise about something here. Back into the ballgame comes Reagan Tease replacing Trey Lubin. 16 seconds to go. It'll be Johnson County Central basketball. All right, they did correct that. Tease tries a three, partially blocked. He's fouled. Reagan Tease will be at the line to shoot two shots. The foul is going to be on Rehop. That's his first personal. Tease at the line to shoot two with 15 seconds to go. The Freeman Falcons up by 6, 31-25. Reagan Tease at the line. First free throw is on the way up and good. He got that one to go. Reagan is a 75% free throw shooter on the season. He averages 5 points per ball game. He's got three tonight. Here's his second free throw. It's up and good. He'll have, this is a three-shot situation here. He'll have a third one coming. He was outside the three-point arc when he got clobbered. So he's got 4 points now, averaging 4.9. As we said, he's a 75% free throw shooter. Third one coming up for the 5'9 junior, Reagan Tease. It's on the way. It's good also. He just routinely dropped all three of them in there. Makes it a three-point lead, 31-28, 14 seconds to go. Still in backcourt with the basketball is Hayden Jansen. Jansen across to Easton Buss. He gets it across the timeline. Underneath the basket, shot off the glass, up and good. Oh, that was sweet. They got the ball underneath to Reha, who laid it in. And at the half, the Freeman Falcons get to the locker room with a 5-point advantage. Our halftime score is Freeman 33, Johnson County Central 28. We'll take a 2-minute break here, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College Halftime Show. That's coming up after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Now for our halftime scoring recap, brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Before we look at the numbers at the half here, we want to update you on the game being played at Johnson. Those of you that follow basketball around southeast Nebraska know that the Sacred Heart Irish scored what was a bit of an upset, perhaps, over the Johnson-Brock Eagle boys last week in Fall City. Sacred Heart winning a very close ball game. Well, Johnson-Brock came out in the Pioneer Conference tournament tonight, and the game being heard over on KTNC. They lead after one quarter, 18-3, and Sacred Heart did not score until the final 25 seconds of that first quarter. So Johnson-Brock coming back with a vengeance now, leading Sacred Heart 18-3 after one quarter, that game being played in Johnson in the Pioneer Conference tournament. Here, at halftime, the Freeman Falcons leading the Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central 33-28. Let's look at the numbers. First of all, for the Falcons, nobody in double figures yet. Easton Buss leads away with 9. Kim Reha right behind has 8. Owen Buss with 6 in the ballgame. 4 points for Hayden Jansen. With 3 is Barrett Ideas. Keegan White has 2. And Jaden Weiss with 1 for their total of 33. From the free throw line, the Falcons made 1 out of 2. From the charity stripe. For your Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, Wes Swanson leads the way. He's in double figures with 11 points. Jack Waring has 5. Reagan Tease also with 5. Trey Lubin added 3. A.J. Rottenbach has 2. And Wyatt Case has 2 for their total of 28. T-Birds made 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. All 3 of those were made by Reagan Tease. 3 in a row there late in the first half. 33-28, our halftime lead with the Freeman Falcons leading the JCC Thunderbirds. We'll take a 2-minute break here, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast, followed by a 1-minute break after the weather, and then we'll be back with third quarter action here on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at
402-335-8189. Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies expected for this evening as temperatures fall back to around 35. We'll see northwest winds gusting at times to near 25 miles per hour. Northwest winds gust up to around 30 miles per hour for the day on Friday. Mostly sunny and cooler with a high around 48. A few clouds rolling through to Friday night. As temperatures dip back to around 21, we'll see lighter winds from the northeast up to around 10 miles per hour. Southeast winds become breezy again for the day on Saturday, with gusts up to around 20 miles per hour, mostly sunny skies, and high in the mid-40s. We bottom out around 32 as we look ahead towards Saturday night with some passing clouds. Lots of sunshine and warming back up on Sunday with a high around 57. 33 our forecast low heading towards Sunday night and mostly clear. A very mild day on Monday, a high around 67 with lots of sunshine. Monday night will bring mostly clear skies as temperatures bottom out around 42. Isolated rain showers will come in by Tuesday afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, a high around 60 and breezy. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Manny Gatula welcoming you back into the Freeman High School gym here in Adams, where it's halftime. The Freeman Falcons leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 33-28, our score here at the half. Recapping the scores and games played earlier this afternoon and this evening here at Freeman, it was the Auburn boys defeating the Meade Raiders 73-29. That means the winner of this game we're in the middle of here will be facing Auburn in the boys' championship at Meade Saturday night at 7:30. That's a game you'll hear live here on Sunny. I'll be there to call it. Meanwhile, this afternoon and this evening over on KTNC, in Pioneer Conference action, the Sacred Heart girls got the win over Exeter Milligan Friend, 54-50. That puts Sacred Heart into the girls' championship. The Johnson Brock girls defeated Lord Central Catholic 42-29. So that means Sacred Heart's opponent will be Johnson Brock in the girls' championship Saturday at Johnson. That will be heard live on KTNC. Another scoring update we have for you in the game going on right now on KTNC. After one quarter, Johnson Brock leading the Sacred Heart boys 18-3. That's a little bit of a raise your eyebrows a little because Sacred Heart got the win over Johnson Brock just last week. But 18-3 after one quarter, Johnson Brock with the lead over on KTNC. Here we've got 16 minutes left to play in a good competitive ball game. 33-28, Freeman with the lead. They will have the basketball as we move into third quarter action. Inbound the pass, it comes into Reha. Reha looks to the left elbow. Ball is tipped away, nearly stolen by Swanson. Reha gets it back, finds Easton Buss with a pass. Easton Buss in the paint, floater up and good. Easton Buss opens the scoring to start the second half here and push the lead out to 7. That's the biggest lead of the ball game for the Falcons, up now 35-28 with a 7-point lead. Wes Swanson goes off to Jack Waring in the corner right side. Up top it comes. There's a long three that's too strong off the back of the iron. Launched by Reagan Tease. The rebound comes down to Buss. Easton Buss right side into the corner. Jansen with the ball. Can't get a good look. Back to the top of the key to Easton Buss. Left elbow Owen Buss. Ball stolen away with the steal. Is Waring. Waring into forecourt. Kicks it to the left wing. Now Waring from the left elbow for three off the iron. No, Keegan White has the rebound. Has it ripped away and stolen by Swanson. Back out it comes to Tease for three. Got it. Reagan Tease nails the three. Great job by Waring to steal that ball away from Keegan White when White clearly had the rebound and was coming down with it. 35-31 now. The lead is 4 with 6:46 to go here. Underneath the basket, a shot is up off the glass. Won't go. And he'll be fouled. Hayden Jansen tried to put that shot up under the bucket and got fouled. He'll be stepping to the line to shoot two shots. The foul is going to be on Jack Waring. On Waring, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Thunderbirds. Hayden Jansen, 65% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. That was Jansen's first attempt from the line tonight. He has 5 points now in the ballgame for the junior. Averages 12 points per contest. Hayden Jansen ready to launch his second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good also. Hit them both. He's got 6 now, and the lead is back to 6 for the Falcons. Timeout taken on the floor with 6:42 to go in the third quarter. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we have 6 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the third quarter here in Adams. 37-31, the Freeman Falcons up by 6. They've led by as much as 7. And a close ball game all the way, though. Nobody really able to get the upper hand on the other. JCC has the basketball to try and cut into that 6-point lead. Quickly, Swanson brings it into fourth quarter. Wes Swanson gives it up top to Reagan Tease. Tease behind the back dribble. Works around Easton Buss. Backs it inside the paint. Comes to the right side to A.J. Rottenbach. Top of the key, Jack Waring. Penetrates into the paint. He's looking underneath. Gets it into Case. Case is going to go up for the layup. Up and good. Nice move by Wyatt Case. He went around the big man, Keegan White, then did a little reverse lay-in off the glass and dropped it down. Wyatt Case with 4 points now in the ballgame, and the lead is trimmed to 4, 37-33. Here come the Falcons on the attack. Easton Buss for three, top of the key, off the rim, no. With the rebound, coming down with the basketball is Hayden Jansen. Jansen, oh, a travel down in the corner. They turn it over, and Johnson County's going to get the ball back. Trailing by 4 now, 37-33. Keegan White will take a breather. And to replace him is Hudson Picard, 6'5", junior, into the ballgame. 37-33. The lead now is 4. And here come the T-Birds down court. Reagan Tease is trapped in the corner on the right side. Jack Waring comes over to help him out. They get the ball to Waring. He's inside the free throw line, has the ball dribbled away and stolen. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Waring. Yes, Jack Waring tried to reach in, kind of a frustration thing after he had the ball tipped away from him. He'll be called for the personal, his second, team foul number 2 of the quarter. 5:36 to go, third period, 37-33, Freeman by 4. Here come the Falcons on the attack in the corner. Right side is Weiss with the basketball. Can't get there. Now Easton Buss pulls up for a 3. It's in and out. Case with the rebound. Case tipped it away. Now whistle on a foul under there. And the foul is going to be called on Hayden Jansen. Jansen was down there battling with Wyatt Case, and on Jansen, that is his third personal, team foul number one of the quarter. Here comes Swanson into forecourt, across court to Waring. Reagan Tease on the dribble. Tease reverses himself, gives back to Waring in the paint. Left elbow, Rottenbach, can't get a look at it. He was looking for Case under the basket. Picard has him under the basket. Left side, he comes again to Waring. Waring takes it into the paint. Little layup off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it. In and out of there. Waring had an unobstructed lay-in, and the ball just sat on the edge of the rim and fell off to the side. Rebound, Hayden Jansen. Jansen around the horn, left side. Timeout taken. Freeman. 4:51 to go, third quarter. Falcons up 37-33. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play tonight here in Adams. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, located in the smaller part, I guess, one of the compartments there at the MSC radio complex. Kurt Kilman, always a pleasure to work with him here on Sunny 101.3. Six stations now, all part of the MSC radio group. All right, we go back to live action. Freeman with the basketball at the top of the circle. They bounce it inside the paint. Easton Buss is in traffic. Floater is up and no. Rebound putback is up. It won't go. Fight for the loose rebound, and it's taken out of bounds, knocked out of bounds, and touch last by Barrett Ideas, a sophomore. Ideas, another big kid. He's 6'7". They got a lot of tall ones here at Freeman. So, a chance to cut into that four-point lead by Freeman. Here come the Thunderbirds with the basketball. Swanson takes it all the way underneath. Tries to go up with a shot, partially blocked. Great defense by Jaden Weiss. He gets the loose basketball. Here comes Owen Buss with the ball. Owen Buss, top of the circle, around the horn, Easton Buss. Easton Buss guarded by Jack Waring. Backs into the corner. He's trapped underneath. Now back out to Picard in the corner on the left side. Spin move. Buss lays it up and good. Nice looking move on the baseline to get that one in by Easton Buss. Buss has 13 points now in the ballgame, and the lead is back to 6. 39-33. JCC just can't seem to. They keep chipping away at it, but can't seem to get back up close to it. Here's a pass underneath, looking for Swanson, tipped away by Easton Buss. Back into the lineup, the big man, Keegan White, back into the contest. Coming back in off the bench for Johnson County Central will be Wyatt Case after a breather. So the two big men both back into the ballgame. 39-33. Freeman with the lead. Rottenbach in the background to the corner. Open look, right side three. Trey Lubin, that one's just short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Keegan White. Keegan White, outlet pass down court, Jaden Weiss. Weiss on the left wing. Goes inside the traffic with it to Ideas. Ideas, fall away shot in the paint. No. Rebound tipped around. Coming out of there with it for Johnson County Central is Trey Lubin. Lubin gets a pass down court quickly. Has it to the left side. It comes inside the paint. No place to go for Waring. Waring feeds to the right elbow. Open look. Shot is up and off the glass. Won't go. Wyatt Case had a good-looking shot in the paint. It just couldn't finish. Sat on the rim and then bounced out of there for him. Clock shows 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Six-point Freeman lead. They have the basketball from the corner. Three is up and off. No good. And the rebound brought down by Trey Lubin. Lubin with the rebound down court. Gets it to Swanson. Now Waring across court right side finds Lubin. He holds the ball for a minute. It's a man-to-man pressuring defense by Freeman. That's what they've been running all night here, this man-to-man. Now reaching in and stealing the ball is Buss, but a whistle. And we're going to have a foul called on the Thunderbirds. That's one that could have gone either way here. Foul is going to be called on Wes Swanson. On Wes, his first personal. third team foul of the quarter. So that's three team fouls here in the third quarter on JCC. 39-33, the lead is six for Freeman. Falcons with the basketball. Weiss on the left elbow, Owen Buss. Easton Buss for three from the corner. He hit it. Easton Buss, that's his fourth three-pointer of the night, and he has 16 points now. And that's the biggest lead yet for the Falcons. Up by nine, 42-33. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central. It'll be a full timeout. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. Time to remind you, you're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Coach Kirk Ferris had seen enough. He wanted to take a timeout and maybe change the momentum here a little bit. The tide had kind of shifted toward the Falcons. Freeman with 2:25 to play here in the third quarter, enjoying their biggest lead of the ballgame, up by nine now at 42-33. It was 33-28, a five-point lead at halftime. All right. Johnson County Central with the basketball down by nine. Inbound the pass comes to Waring. Up to Wyatt Case at the top of the key. Case. Oh, he tried to kick it out to the right side to Swanson. The ball got away. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and that is the last thing Johnson County Central needed here. Down by nine, in danger of going down by double digits now. Oh, there's a steal. Wes Swanson. Swanson's going to come one-on-one with Buss. Buss steals the ball away. Fast break the other way. Keegan White driving layup. He missed the layup. White has the uncontested layup. Couldn't get it, and the rebound comes down to A.J. Rottenbach. Johnson County may have dodged the bullet there, and now Rottenbach throws the ball away. Back-to-back turnovers on back-to-back possessions, and Coach Kurt Ferris is up, signaling to his boys, just settle down, calm down, guys. Trey Lubin leaves the lineup back in to replace him. I believe his Reagan Tease checks back into the lineup. In traffic, Picard, both big boys under there. Keegan White lays it up and good. Keegan White with his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points. He's averaging 14 per ball game. So Wyatt Case has done a pretty good job on the big boy underneath there, holding to 4 points when he averages 14. 1:31 to go here in the third quarter. Johnson County Central down by 11, double digits. Goes underneath. Shot is up. Whistle, and the foul is called. The basket is good. Making the bucket underneath is A.J. Rottenbach. He's got 4 points now in the ball game, and A.J. will be at the line for the and one. Foul is going to be on Hudson Picard. That is his first personal. Second team foul of the quarter. A.J. Rottenbach, 6'2 junior, 50% free throw shooter at the line for the and one. It's up and it is good. Got the roll off the back of the iron. He's got 5 points now for Rottenbach, and the lead is back down to eight. They trailed by as much as 11. Into the corner, Easton Buss. Feeds it underneath the basket. Shot is up and good by Ideas. Yep, they found Barrett Ideas under there uncovered, and Barrett now has 5 points in the ball game. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. The lead is 10 for the Falcons. Trey Lubin picked up the dribble, needs help. Swanson comes over to get the basketball. Swanson dribbles in. Ideas with a block shot when he went up with it. No, getting the block was Jaden Weiss, that was. Back the other direction, fast break, doesn't go, whistle and a foul into the basket, probably on Wyatt Case. Case was trying to get set under there, but the guy coming in just ran over him, and a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be charged to Wyatt Case. That's his second personal, fourth team foul of the quarter. At the line, shooting two shots, Jaden Weiss. First one is up and off, no good. He's a 40% free throw shooter on the season. Tonight he's made one out of three. Shooting 33%. He'll have a second attempt coming right here. 42 seconds to go in the quarter. 46-36. Second shot is up and good. The lead is back to 11. That equals the biggest lead of the ball game now for Freeman. Johnson County Central working hard to get the ball down the court. On the dribble is Reagan Tease, being harassed all the way down. Tease gives the ball underneath to Swanson. Back to Tease for an open look three, and he got it. Nice shot there by Reagan Tease. His second three-pointer of the quarter. He's in double figures and has 11 points. The lead is back down to 8. 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's an 8-point Freeman lead. Falcons will play for the final shot of the stanza. That's Easton Buss. Owen Buss with the ball now. Back to Easton. Easton thought about it for a minute. Here's a shot from the corner that's up and off. No good. There's the buzzer. And after three quarters of play, Freeman Falcons lead Johnson County Central by 8, 47-39. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed, results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Freeman High School here in Adams, Nebraska. After three quarters, the Freeman Falcons leading Johnson County Central 47-39. JCC with the basketball. We move into fourth quarter action. Here's Swanson in the corner. Across court pass to Rottenbach. Rottenbach got trapped down in the baseline. Comes to the top of the key to Reagan Tease with the basketball. There's a three on the way from the right side that's up and off. No good by Swanson. With the rebound is Easton Buss. Down to Owen Buss on the right elbow. Across the timeline, Easton Buss holds it at the top of the key. 7.5 minutes to go in the ball game. 47-39 our score. With the basketball on the dribble on the right side is Owen Buss. Buss feeds it underneath the kick and white ball. Taken away by Wyatt Case. Case with the steal. He just went up in the air and grabbed that little lob pass out of the air and took it away from the defender. Case gives the ball up top with it. This is into the corner. Jack Waring. Waring in the paint. Feeds Case. Case to the right elbow. Oh, Reagan Tease with a long three off the back of the rim and the rebound to Keegan White. Keegan White gives out to Buss. Freeman deliberately slowing things down here a little bit and not near the rush to get down the floor that they've been throughout the ballgame. They're up by 8, 47-39. Of course, a couple of threes could change that complexion in a hurry. Here's Buss from the right side for three. Rebound, Tease, follow shot, putback. Weiss with the putback. Jaden Weiss. He's now has 4 points in the ballgame. And the lead is back to double digits to 10 now. For the Falcons, Freeman Falcons a 10-point lead on Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds basketball. Reagan Tease, top of the key. Tease hands the ball up, gives it to Waring. Waring finds Rottenbach. Underneath it comes in traffic. Case. Case can't get a look. Bounce pass Swanson. Swanson floater up over White. Can't get it. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be called on Freeman's Easton Buss. On Buss, that will be his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, will be Wes Swanson. He's a 72% free throw shooter on the year. First free throw is up and good. He has 12 points now. He got 11 of those in the first half of the ball game, and it did not score at all in that third quarter. Wes Swanson, second free throw coming up here for the Thunderbirds. Hits up and good also. Swanson hit a boat. He's got 13 points now. And the lead is back down to 8. This is still a ball game. Don't go away here, folks. Freeman trying to hang on with an 8-point lead and 6 minutes to go in the contest. Falcons basketball. Easton Buss penetrates into traffic. Bounce pass underneath Layup up and off, no good. Case had the ball for a moment, tipped it out of there, tips it to his teammate. Now whistling a foul. What are we going to have called here? I think they're going to get Johnson County Central. Let's see who they put this one on. Going to go on Wyatt Case. Case picks up his third personal. Well, you can't blame Wyatt. He's in there battling for that Lutz basketball. Top of the circle around the horn. Easton Buss. Easton Buss holds the ball right at the free throw circle between the rings. Now to Owen Buss, right side. He and Easton play catch. Owen Buss for three. Got it. Owen Buss, his third three-pointer of the night, and he's got 9 points in the ballgame. Timeout, Johnson County Central with 5:38 to go in the ballgame. 52-41. Freeman up by 11. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Johnson County Central listeners, a reminder, we'll have coverage of the girls' semifinal game versus Freeman tomorrow. That'll be tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, live from Elmwood Burdock. I'll have the call for you right here on Sunny 101.3. Johnson County Central and Freeman, girls' semifinals of the ECNC tournament. Back to live action now. JCC down by 11 with 5.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. They need to pop some threes here and do it quick. There's Swanson, pulls up for a two that's off the iron. No. Buss has the rebound. Easton Buss down court in a hurry to the corner. From the right side on the baseline, passing up the shot was Jansen. He had a look at it, didn't want to take the shot. Comes back to Johnson in the paint. He'll reconsider here. Now try and go up with a fall-away jumper that's good. Well, he's all about shot selection. Hayden passed up the shot on the baseline, then took it inside the paint. And that puts the Falcons up with their biggest lead yet, up by 13. And here is a turnover. One of the Thunderbirds, they say, was palming the ball, carrying the basketball, coming up the court on the dribble. That's an unforced turnover. Trey Lubin will have a seat. Reagan Tease comes in to replace him for Johnson County Central. Coach Kirk Ferris up pacing that sideline in front of his players. Down by 13 now, their biggest deficit yet of the ballgame. Keegan White just holds the ball, gives to the top of the key to Easton Buss. Easton Buss behind the back dribble. Jack Waring comes out to challenge him. Bounce pass underneath. And it went off the foot over there of A.J. Rottenbach. They'll call that kicking the basketball. Here comes Barrett Ideas back into the lineup now. Barrett Ideas comes in to give Keegan White a little breather. With 4:46 to go in the game, 54-41, a 13-point lead now for the Falcons. In traffic, no place to go underneath. Wyatt Case did a good job of shutting that off. Owen Buss from the corner for three, no. Fight for the rebound. Ideas stepped on the baseline. Now what are we going to have? Oh, I think they're going to get Wyatt Case for his fourth personal. Case and Ideas were battling for the ball on the baseline. They both came kind of down with it simultaneously. Case called for his fourth personal. 4:33 to go in the ballgame. It's a 13-point Freeman lead. Around the horn, a three from the corner, up and good. That was Easton Buss. Easton Buss with his fifth three-pointer of the night. He's got a bunch of points here now. All the way underneath the basket, in trouble on the left side. They feed it across court with a skip pass to Swanson. Swanson, top of the circle. Long three is put up by Rottenbach. Doesn't go. Rebound Ideas. And at the four-minute mark, the biggest lead yet of the game, Freeman up by 16, 57-41, and they have possession of the basketball. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. And there's Ideas for a three. Barrett Ideas, that's his second three-pointer of the night, and he's got seven now in the ballgame. There's a shot put up by Case. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. It rolled around and fell off. Wyatt Case will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots here. Case hits 26% of his free throws. Tonight he's 0 for 2. He has 4 points in the ball game. Wyatt Case shooting two. The first one is on the way up and rimmed off. Hit the back of the iron just a little too strong. The foul was on Barrett Ideas. That's his first personal. And the second team foul. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:48 to go in the contest. 60-41, a 19-point lead for Freeman. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
3 minutes, 48 seconds left to go in the ballgame here at Adams. 60-41. This was a fairly close ballgame all the way through. It was a 5-point contest at halftime, an 8-point ballgame after three quarters. And now suddenly you look up at the score clock and the Falcons have opened up a 19-point advantage, 60-41. Coming out of the timeout, we'll have Wyatt Case at the line, shooting the second of two free throws. Case, 6'7", senior. Shot is up and good. He got that one down. Wyatt Case has 5 points on the night now for the Thunderbirds. 60-42. The lead is 18, but time is running out on Johnson County Central. Freeman with the basketball. From the left, a three-pointer's up and good. Kate Jansen. Jansen hits a three. He's got 13 now. In the ballgame, or 11, I'm sorry. There's a shot underneath by Wyatt Case. It went, but they're going to call a foul, I think, before the shot. They're going to say the foul came on the floor, and the foul is going to be called on Barrett Ideas, his second personal. Team foul number two. JCC's basketball under their own basket. Jack Waring will trigger it in. Goes underneath the Swanson. Shot is up and good. That was a nice little give and go to Wes Swanson. Swanson put it down. He's got 15 points. Full court pressure now by Johnson County Central. Hayden Jansen gets the inbound pass from Easton Buss. Back to Jansen it comes. Jansen feeds to the corner. Picar for three. Off, no good. Ball tipped around and the rebound comes out to Jansen. Comes right back to him. Easton Buss with the ball. Easton, right side of the lane, feeds underneath. Ball taken away by Rottenbach. 3-on-2, fast break. Rottenbach feeds to the corner. Top of the key. Here's a 3 on the way that's off the rim. Won't go for Waring. Rebound Swanson. Follow shot. No shot. They're going to say he traveled. Under 3 minutes to go. Be sure to stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll not only give you a rundown of the individual scoring in this game, but we'll also give you a scoring update on all the scores from around the conference tournaments this afternoon here in Southeast Nebraska. We'll share the scores that we have for you. 2:45 to go in this one. It's 63-44. The lead is 19 for Freeman. Owen Buss with a layup. Nope. Rebound Keegan White. Whistle. Foul's going to be called on Wyatt Case. I think that's his fifth personal. And Wyatt Case is going to foul out of the ballgame here. Keegan White will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. So Wyatt Case fouls outside. He'll finish the ball game with 5 points, but he had a bucket full of rebounds. Case did a good job under the board pulling down, especially on the defensive end here tonight for Johnson County Central. Wyatt averages 3.4 points per ball game. He finishes the game tonight with 5. He got 8 in the game a couple of nights ago that we watched him, so he's had a pretty decent week of it here. At the free throw line is Keegan White, shooting two shots. First time from the line tonight. White's free throw is up and good. Keegan is a 79% free throw shooter. He's 6'7", I'm going to guess 280, 290, somewhere in there. And he hits 79% of his free throws. Second shot is on the way. It's up and it's good also. Got them both. Keegan White now has 6 points in the ballgame. And it's 65-44, 21-point lead for the Falcons. 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Thunderbirds with the basketball, top of the key. They give it to Tease on the left side. Now Waring lost his dribble. has to find Swanson with an across-court pass. There's a push foul away from the basketball that's going to be called on the Falcons. That's going to go on Hayden Jansen. Jansen just picked up his fourth personal. Not yet into the shooting fouls here. 2:20 to go. Off the bench comes Jaden Weiss back into the lineup in to replace Hayden Jansen. 65-44, again, your score. 11-21-point lead here. Here's Swanson with a long three. Got it! Wes Swanson just casually popped up and hit a three from about 6 feet outside the top of the arc. That's his second three-pointer tonight. He's got 18 in the ballgame now for Johnson County Central. Again, we'll have a complete rundown of the individual scoring in our postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Now we got a whistle and another foul that happened away from the ball out here. A little bit of pushing and shoving going on, just trying to set picks for people, apparently. Let's see who they got for this one. Foul's going to go on Wes Swanson, his second personal. Team foul number four, so we're not shooting yet. Under 2 minutes to go now, 1:55 on the clock. Freeman's basketball into the corner, top of the circle, a cross-court pass. Handling the ball under the basket is Easton Buss. Buss with the dribble at the top of the key. Don't know what that was. Easton Buss into the corner right side. Feeds underneath. Keegan White. Shot is in and out. No. Rebound Ideas. Back to the top of the key. They get a new shot clock. Clock is down to a minute 29 to go here. Freeman with a new shot clock. 27 on the shot clock. Jaden Weiss handles the basketball. Owen Buss across court to Easton Buss. They play catch. Easton will launch a three and hits it. Easton Buss is feeling it. He's got the hot hand. He has hit 6 3-pointers tonight. That's been a difference maker here for the Freeman Falcons. 6 3-pointers and a whole bunch of points. There's a long three launched by Swanson that won't go. 1 minute to play. 68-47. The lead is 21, and there's going to be a reach-in foul on Johnson County's Wes Swanson. And with that, Coach Jim McLaughlin is going to be emptying the bench and bringing in 5 new basketball players. At the free throw line, Easton Buss shooting 2 shots. Buss has not been to the line yet tonight. We'll add him up here. 18. He's got 22 points in the ballgame already. Here shooting 2. That one is up and good. 23 now for Easton Buss. He's had a big night. Owen Buss has got 9. They put a lot of points up between the two of them. All right, a lot of subs in now. Reha checks into the lineup. Let's see who else we got onto the floor. Rogan Ideas into the contest. Try and ID some more of the players for you. Brecken Burr into the ballgame. Second free throw was up and off, no good. That one won't drop for Easton. 50 seconds to go here. Johnson County Central, Trey Lubin on the dribble, across court to the left side with it. Baseline down deep in the corner. It got away down there for Diego Martinez. There's a shot under the basket. Shot is up and good. Getting that one was Trey Lubin. Lubin got the bucket. And he'll be at the line for the and one as he drew the foul. The foul is going to be called. Yeah, they're not going to tell me this time who it's going to be on. At the free throw line, Trey Lubin, 50% free throw shooter on the season. Got the and one. The shot is up short off the rim. Tipped out of there. Beathy comes up with the basketball. Back to Lubin. He'll try another three at the top of the key. Hits off. Beathy again with the rebound. A put back won't go. Try for a put back again is up and good. Getting that to put back and getting it to fall was Martinez. Diego Martinez got the ball to drop and he'll be at the line for the and one. Free throw was on the way up. Rimmed it off. No. Rebound comes down to Freeman. 23 seconds to go. The Falcons can just dribble this thing out if they want to here. Up 69-51. Now they're still working the ball around, aggressively trying to move in with it here. 10 seconds there. They'll launch a three from the corner that's up and good. Baseline left side three-pointer. Number 20, and I don't have a 20 on the roster, but he got the three down there. There's the buzzer in the ball game. 72-51 will be your final. A 21-point win tonight for the Freeman Falcons over the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Stay with us. We'll be back with the look at all the individual numbers and scoring after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Freeman High School in Adams, where the Freeman Falcons have just moved into the championship game of the ECNC tournament by posting a 72-51 win over Johnson County Central. Something we want to share here with our listeners: right after the game was wrapped up, the players all gathered around here at midcourt. I was looking down to see what was going on, and they were presenting Coach Jim McLaughlin with an award. Tonight is his 400th coaching victory at Freeman as a high school basketball coach. He's won 400 games, and that's quite a milestone. Our congratulations to Coach Jim McLaughlin on win number 400 as a head coach here at Freeman. All right, let's look at the individual numbers. First for the Freeman Falcons, 72 points on the board. Big night for Easton Buss. He had 23 points in the contest, also in double figures. Hayden Jansen had 11. By the way, Easton Buss made 6 3-pointers en route to those 23 points. Adding 9 was Owen Buss. 11 points for Hayden Jansen, we mentioned that. 8 tonight for Kim Reha, also 8 points for Barrett Ideas. With 6 was Keegan White in the ballgame. And adding 4 points tonight was Jaden Weiss for their total of 72. Free throw shooting, Freeman made 7 out of 10 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, 2 players in double figures tonight. Wes Swanson led the way with 18 points in the ballgame. Reagan Tease also in double figures with 11. Then it was really spread out. Jack Waring had 5. Wyatt Case had 5. A.J. Rottenbach with 5. Trey Lubin had 5. And adding 2 points was Diego Martinez for their total of 51. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central hit 7 out of 12. 72-51, your final score here, with Freeman getting the win over Johnson County Central. So let's look at the brackets and see what that where that takes us. We're going to have live coverage Saturday of the ECNC Championship and third place games here on Sunny 101.3. With the win, Freeman moves into the championship game. They will face the Auburn Bulldogs. That's scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off Saturday night at Meade. And as we said, you'll hear it live right here. Johnson County Central, they will face off with the Meade Raiders in the third-place consolation game. That's the first game of the day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we'll be there at 1 o'clock for the first game and at 7:30 for the last game here on Sunny. And then, depending on how things work out tomorrow in the girls' semifinals, we will probably, well, we know we'll have either a third-place or a championship girls' game in between there. So right now we know we're going to have three games for you Saturday from Meade. Tomorrow, we'll make the trip up to Elmwood Murdoch. The Johnson County Central girls will face the Freeman Falcons. That'll be a 6 o'clock tomorrow evening game. And again, that'll be here on Sunny 101.3. Meanwhile, over in the Pioneer Conference, John Nixon is covering the Pioneer Conference games on our sister station, KTNC. In the games that he had on the air this afternoon, Sacred Hearts girls defeated Exeter Milligan Friend 54-50. It was Johnson Brock's girls over Lord Central Catholic 42-29. So Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock will play for the championship. EMF and Lords for third place on Saturday. Again, that's on KTNC. And the latest report that we had in the boys game being played right now on KTNC after three quarters, Johnson Brock dominating Fall City Sacred Heart 53-18. Johnson Brock leading the Irish 53-18 after three quarters. So that's all the scores that we have for you. This post game scoring wrap has been presented by our presenting sponsor, Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. So, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night here on Sunny, 6 o'clock, live from Elmwood Murdoch, Johnson County Central, and the Freeman Falcons in the girls' semifinals of this ECNC tournament. And then we'll be in Meade on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. We hope you'll join us for all of those broadcasts. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. Living with the final in this one, it was Freeman 72, Johnson County Central 51. This has been a presentation of the MSC Sports Radio Network and Sunny 101.3. Good night, everybody.